All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
Tony in the Mesa.
Oh, snap.
Let me finish.
I'm in
personality. I'm Rich in friends
Rich
and love.
Rich's substitute.
Rich's
stand-in. Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
And I am Rich. Tony in the Mesa sitting in for Rich.
Hi.
Rich is out and about doing his thing today. He just came home from a trip, I think. But
to
we'll
New Orleans.
Hear about that.
I think he took like 20 pictures later. And then got finger fatigue like he always does and complains about the grind.
Wow.
It ain't easy.
It ain't
all
easy.
Right.
Snapping those pictures.
Good Lord. Right out the gate.
I'm swinging with both fists, Rich.
Sheesh kebabs.
Rich has got as much, more probably more job security than all of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Not me.
I don't know.
I got
maybe.
Jobs.
There's
I got job security.
On, well, you know, you probably got pretty good security, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I do.
You mean more than me. You, right?
Everybody here has pretty steady jobs but you.
Yeah.
Good times.
Way to go, Rich.
Yeah.
Are you guys hiring?
But you do make a pretty good camera stand or whatever you did that, or light pole holder or whatever you did that day in the garage.
Oh, yeah. Should I held that light?
Yeah, you held it like a mouse.
I want to take new pictures though with my
your hair.
Curly hair, yeah.
your
and my beard,
your half inch hair,
yeah.
Yeah,
and I think I'm about 10 pounds lighter than when we took those pictures.
Totes my goats. But thanks to the listeners out there for tuning in and listening to our show and liking, subscribing, and commenting, and rating, and reviewing, and all that fun stuff that you guys do. Following us on all social media at Life's a Binge on all platforms. And, of course, the patreon.com/lifesabin patrons out there. People like Tony, David, Kathy, Jess, and BJ Lawrence.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 33% of the patrons are in the room right now.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes, they are. And the honorary bingers out there as well. Thank you all so very much. And if you want to join those folks, you can sign up at patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Do it.
But with that, let's start the show. So go ahead and take a breath with us right now.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's
up? What's up?
Yo.
Oh, good times. What's up?
That What's Up lead was probably one of my favorite Super Bowl commercials I ever saw. When they debuted that at the Super Bowl eons ago.
The What's Up guys?
Yeah, What's Up? Oh, What's Up?
Yeah. Not much.
I was just.
Having a bud.
Yeah.
Watching the game.
Yeah, watching the game. Yeah.
Having a bud.
What's up? I got Dookie on the phone. What's up?
What's up?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe my all-time favorite. If we had to like think about our all-time favorites.
Off the top of your head?
Yes, off the top of my head, all-time favorite Super Bowl commercial.
And that was like 1995 or something crazy.
It resonated, man.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to think of what were the other like memorable Super Bowl commercials. Oh, I should put my ringer on.
They're all Budweiser. All the memorable ones are Budweiser.
This year, the Bud Light commercials were average at best.
Pretty good.
Which one?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Hey. We're not talking about that yet. We're talking about What's Up, all right? We're talking about What's Up.
There's a lot up. I mean, but
there's a lot.
I'm going to Bogart it all.
I got some.
But good. Which one? All right. I mean,
BJ, what's up with you?
Okay, since you asked.
Well, last week I went to.
Hey, hold on now.
Oh, good for you.
So, out of the blue, we had a gig, another gig. BJ and the Biz is had a gig on Friday. We don't have another one for another month.
Nice.
So, but it, it
Good gig.
We've been on a ridiculous roll of, a lot of us is kind of luck if the crowd shows up or not. And yeah. So the crowd's been showing up, and it's been fun. It's been a blast and really good.
And you got buttons. I see you're wearing one right now.
Yeah, Sawyer's buddy made some buttons for
BJ
us.
BJ and the Biz.
And so we're just kind of set them out there by the tip thing, and people can take it, if, take one if they want. And yeah, so that was right on. So sweet. What we have to do is we have to learn the song that I've never heard of. For Sawyer's buddy who made these, that was like the deal. He's like, he'll make them for us if we do the song.
What's
for him.
The song?
It's, I don't even remember, but we built this city. There it is.
That would
there
be it awesome. Is.
The one, what I vowed I'd never do. The one that got me to quit Cheese Whiz. Yeah. So, I forget what it is. It's an obscure song, but it was just actually pretty catchy. So one day we'll learn it.
Good times.
But I got a friend from my call from my friend Allie Reyes, who is a good friend and who's been doing wigs and makeup at SeaWorld for the past
forever. Yeah.
Yep. Maybe not anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, she called and she's like, "What are you doing Saturday? You guys have a gig?" I'm like, "Nope." She's like, "Because I have two tickets to the opera."
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, "Cool."
Word.
The opera. We're like, right on.
Ever been to the opera?
I've been to an opera a long time ago when I was in theater school, like at Mount Hood Community College.
Ever stay awake during the opera?
I stayed awake for the whole thing, and this is like a 3-hour one.
Yeah.
And it was and it was really long.
You stayed awake for the whole thing?
Oh, no, no, no. The no, back then. One. Yeah, the previous one. Come on. This one? Like, no way.
I was talking about back then.
Yeah, no.
So back when you were a kid, you stayed awake, and you're an adult, you fell asleep.
Yeah, so only for a little bit. Yeah, only for a brief little bit did I fall asleep. So what they do is they put the translations on a screen.
A big old screen,
Up top, like above everything. So, and our seats were pretty good. So to look up was kind of a long, so it was a little, a constant, like, looking up and down and up and down. And it was almost like you're following a hypnotist's, you know, watch or something. And so I could feel myself like, this is making me tired, like looking up and down.
Did you feel like you needed to read it?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes, so it's all in Italian. So the opera, the opera is called Rigoletto, which is like a pasta brand too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Something
Rigatoni
like that.
Is a pasta.
Yeah. Oh, it's a cheese. Maybe, I don't know.
I got your rigatoni.
Rigoletto.
Rigoletto. Let it go there, BJ.
Let it go. Let it go. So it's fun. I imagine these were at least $100 each.
Sure.
So at least, probably more, if we were to buy them. So it was fun. When we got there, I wanted to do it, but I didn't. But when we're sitting in the seats and kind of looking at around us and who all is around us and everything, I wanted to go, bougie. Like, but I didn't. But that was my thought. Was that. But everyone was nice. It was fine. They're just really wealthy people.
Uh-huh.
You know, really wealthy folks. So the opera was good. It was.
So you're trying to say you didn't fit in at the opera?
I feel like I felt fine.
SeaWorld uniform, of course you didn't fit.
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah, in like defiance. Like, what are you gonna do? Yeah, I got SeaWorld. I work there. What's up?
Yeah.
So it was fine. It was good. But the opera was really good. It was really good. The lead singer was awesome. He had an awesome baritone voice. Resonated really nice. The lead female was phenomenal. She hit these incredible notes that played Rigoletto's daughter. It was super good. Except now this story was not Me Too friendly at all.
Oh boy!
Are any of those old stories?
I'm sure not. But like, especially, you can't help but be personally post Me Too. You know, if you've gone through it, which most people have.
Right.
Some people went through with, you know, defiance and
eye rolls.
Yeah, and I
make
it
a razor ad, assholes.
Right. Yeah. I want to get to that later too. The one shining spot of the Super Bowl. What was that? But so like, zero men get stabbed, but three or four women get stabbed in the show. A couple of rapes. Complete disrespect of women. Besides that, it was really, really good.
Yeah,
really. Well, but
you know, sometimes if it's set in a time like Game of Thrones,
right?
Or back in the
absolutely,
you know, medieval times and everything, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't
right.
I mean, and recreating and telling a story about how ugly it is doesn't mean you're condoning the story or the.
It's
which
true.
A lot of times people say if you put any violence towards women. You're glorifying violence, which, you know, sometimes in the time of like slavery, I mean, you right. can't you can't sanitize the story of slavery. Jared would try, but you can't. You can't.
Why would you? Yeah. Why are you going to show them whipping the black guy?
Right. Right.
Well, black power.
Because that happened. Yeah.
It, exactly.
I hate you, Tony.
So.
So the opera's fun.
The opera was a blast.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Anything else?
And then went to our friend Selena's party afterwards.
Nice.
And it was her birthday. Selena, who's been a guest
yes.
before in the past.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so happy birthday to Selena.
Happy birthday.
And then I watched some stuff, and we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about what I watched. But
absolutely. But, what's up with you, Tony?
Oh, I've had an amazing week.
Yes, do tell.
Well, I started with Richie. Went to Lawrence University in Wisconsin on a recruiting trip. And they're smart. Those colleges are smart. It's in Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin. We bought them a ticket, and they pay for the airfare, and they pick them up, and they put them in a dorm with the team, and they put in food and the whole bit. And then they try to get him to go to college there.
So for football?
Track. Yeah, Richie's a track kid.
Yes.
And his times are such that it's a D3 college. He will be very competitive and possibly the fastest guy on the team if that's where he decides to go, which
sure.
I'm still hoping for something much closer.
Right.
But the cool part, other than the whining and the dining and the flattery and everything, which is always fun, is he got stuck in Appleton during the storm. And
that crazy storm that we just had.
Good Lord.
And he was stuck there for an additional almost 48 full hours. But the coach was really dropped Richie off at the airport at 10 o'clock, I think, on Monday. About 6 o'clock, they finally canceled his flight after delaying it. So he was at the airport for about 8 hours, called up his coach. Coach came and got him, took him back, hooked him up, fed him, put him in a spot, and then drove him to Green Bay, which is almost an hour away, the next day, which is his flight. There's no flights. They shut the Appleton airport down completely.
Yep.
Then he flew out and finally got home safely, but really fell in love with the school and the people. He was originally going just to be recruited, see what it's like, take a trip, and then he ends up really liking it, and he's really considering it. So we don't know what all options are going
to
be with.
Nice. It's nice to be like just
wanted.
Yeah.
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 You have a crush on me. You know,
right.
This is never going to happen, but God, it makes me feel good.
Right. Exactly. You know? Like,
thanks.
Yeah. You know, and they got him. But he's like, what was it? Herberts and Gerberts. You ever been to Herberts and Gerberts? We love our herbs and gerbs here. We call it herbs and gerbs. They make a sausage, and Richie does a great New England, Wisconsin.
Midwest.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which I don't do here. And then
Wisconsin.
With Anthony, my boy, he got awarded night before last the Star Amateur Athlete of the Year. There's four of them in San Diego.
For San Diego, yes.
Yes, which was wonderful. It was a great time. And the coolest part about the whole time is we're sitting at a table across from Sean White, Olympic snowboarder, and Philip Rivers was a couple tables over, and then Philip Rivers got up and gave the most tear-jerking, emotional speech, you know, and he got up, and he says, hey, first thing I wish, when I got the announcement, I wish I couldn't make it, because I wanted to be in Atlanta trying to get ready for the game, but when I came here, there's no chance I was going to miss it, to thank the people from San Diego, and you guys have been great fans, and he goes on. Then he starts getting choked up. Then Jim Lazovic, the host, starts getting choked up. And then I'm getting choked up. And then before you know it, everybody is cheering up
speech.
And everything.
When he says, I just hope that this, some of you out there, and you could hear people kind of go, oh.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah,
hear like yeah. like a gasp in the crowd, like, I do. Like, right. like you hear people like, I do. And he's, oh, dude, that was like good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like Philip Rivers. Like sometimes I get mad at him on the field, like sometimes the way he's demonstrative. But like every time I see him getting interviewed and.
Jared doesn't mind the demonstrative as long as you're white.
Jesus, two.
That's two, baby. We're only 10 minutes in.
I'm going to hit the button every time you bring it up. I really enjoyed his speech as well, and it hit home because I am still a very much supporter of the team, the players, and all that. But Dallas McLaughlin of the Kept Faith, he wrote an article. Did you happen to read it?
I did read it.
And what did you think?
Well, you know,
Dallas is the known Philip Rivers hater.
Yeah,
though.
He's. I mean, and that has to be factored into everything.
Yes.
Like you know, and we're Dallas lovers.
Absolutely,
but we go different directions.
I thought it was
on this
very legit.
It was legit.
His viewpoint is very legit. It is like, why does Philip Rivers win Professional Athlete of the Year from San Diego when he does not play for San Diego sports team?
It's from San Diego. He's not aware of the whole thing because Kevin Abel played for Oregon State and he won one. Because he's from San Diego. They're
but he's not from San Diego. He's lived here for 12 years. Philip Rivers is not from San Diego.
Well, he lives here and now, he established a home here for 15 years.
While he was a San Diego Charger. That's the only reason he came to this town. So, like I said, there is some...
But he's also chose to stay. Right. I mean, like he
could have opted out. There's a lot of opportunities he had to go. And I don't know. I think if you look at the Steven Strasburg, he got it. He plays in Washington. And
see, that's he's weird, not from though. Here. That's bizarre to
Steven
me.
Steven Strasburg.
Is he from here?
Yeah,
like he went
to high school.
Yeah.
At West Hills, I think.
Went to San Diego State. And
I know he went to San Diego State, but I wasn't sure he was local.
That's weird, too, though.
Like, why do you say it's okay for Strasburg, who only lived here maybe 8 years and then moved to...
I said that's weird, too. I did not say it's okay.
All right. Well, who's okay? What about Med, who came here from... Africa and fled war-torn battle scenes.
Med Kaflexia?
Yeah, I can't. I'm just calling Med. Everybody called him Med. It was really
Med or Meb?
I thought it was Med. It might be Meb.
And who's this?
He's a long-distance runner.
Yeah, he won the Boston Marathon, New York Marathon. He won the Boston Marathon the year after. He's the first American, like 30 years, to win it. He considers San Diego his home, and he's got an Olympic. I mean, he's got all these awards. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Steve Fisher. He was only here when he was coaching San Diego State. He got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Steve Fisher did for being 5'8" and 5'8" his whole career. Anyway.
Steve Fisher, San Diego State
baseball.
He turned the whole basketball program
around. Oh, I was thinking Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher. Coach. I was like, Steve Fisher's legit.
Steve Fisher, like,
he's in the
like,
mediocrity Hall of Fame. Yeah. Jeff Fisher.
Right. 8'8". Yeah. like I said, I'm all for it because I love Philip Rivers and stuff. But when I read the Kept Faith article, I was like, yeah, it does kind of make sense that like he is actively playing for another city's sports team and he wins Professional Athlete of the Year for San Diego. It's just kind of weird. He's at the anti San Diego town, which is LA. It's the biggest known rival for us. And he's playing sports for them, and we give him an award for being San Diego sports star. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Kind of weird, but I think it's legit. I mean, just because there's so many.
If you were there and you saw the whole process and everybody, he spent more time here than Kevin Abel, for example, plays for Oregon State. He just spent more time here than Strasburg, who is in Washington. Med is a global player. Paul Vaden and Terrible Terry Norris, they're boxers. They don't live here anymore. They don't fight here. They've never fought here. I don't think we've ever had a major title.
And they got an award for being San Diego sports
stars. Yeah, for being San Diego, they got inducted to the San Diego Hall of Fame because they identify. There's a whole criteria that you have to identify from, living here, being here, being a part of the San Diego sports scene.
See, that's okay, I get that for being inducted to the Hall of Fame. Philip Rivers won an award for Professional Athlete of the Year. For San Diego.
Who else won? There was somebody else who won.
And that doesn't, like, these Hall of Fame, you're bringing up things that are like different things.
Tennis player. There was a tennis player last year who got it. I'm trying to think who else got the first. Steven Strasburg. So, I mean, if you're eliminating
But see,
Rivers.
That's weird. He shouldn't have got it either. He doesn't play for San Diego. How would he get Professional Athlete of the Year for San Diego if you don't play for San Diego?
Well, I think it's, because it is kind of featuring San Diego. The whole thing is based around San Diego.
It's a San Diego sports scene they're trying to promote.
So, like I'm all for it. I love Philip Rivers, I love Strasburg. They're great athletes, and I love what they do. But the whole giving an award to San Diego sports stars for people that don't play San Diego sports is just a little bizarre. Anyway, we don't got to harp on that for too long. Right? Yeah, we don't got to harp on that for too long. What else is up? Anything else?
I tried pho.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Me and my daughter.
Are you not an adventurous eater or something?
No, I'm a very adventurous eater. But I never was interested in having pho because it just always felt like, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, they bring you that little bowl of like either egg drop soup. Or a little
I'm not going to get full on that.
Cube of tofu. And I'm thinking, for a whole meal? That just sounds ridiculous.
That's not what it is at all.
No, I know.
Right.
Have you had it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Have you ever had it?
Yes.
It's good. I like it. And I told the guy when I got there, Bella actually got me a... Smitty's on the Bayou Groupon, so the two of us can go there and have some Smitty's on the Bayou, which is super funny. I called the guy once, it was during the heavy rains, and I'm going, hey, what are your hours? He goes, oh, we're closed tonight, man. It's raining. I'm like, is this a restaurant?
Are they outdoors only or something?
I don't know. And I said, what are your hours tomorrow? Oh, we're only open Sunday, Monday, and Friday. But come down here Friday, man. I got that good catfish I'll cook up for you. And I'm like,
what kind of business model
right?
is that?
That's what I'm saying.
And I've never even heard of the place.
And
so.
He answered the phone, hello? I'm like,
exactly. Yeah, that drives me nuts.
Drives me nuts.
Drives me nuts. I don't know what it is.
But I told the guy, I told the waiter, I said, just bring me whatever you think I like. And he goes, he looks at my daughter and he says, give him the everything. And she nods and brings me this bowl of noodles and soup and meat and.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what.
But did he give you a whole bunch of like condiments?
Oh, yeah. Mints and stuff.
And like sauce, hot stuff and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay. It is. I like the like.
Especially on like a cold winter day.
Yeah, it was cold and rainy. Oh, yeah. And it was nice.
So that's one thing about the underbelly up in North Park, which is a popular fa place. But actually, it might be. That's whiskey.
There's water in there if you want. Oh, whiskey? Wow.
I mean, I got nothing to mix it
with. Just give me the.
Yeah, he just wants the bottle.
All right, yeah. I want to hold it and
all right,
suck on.
Doc. You know,
get ready to get sprayed.
You know what happens?
This is whiskey.
This Coke's gone bad.
Oh my God, what is this? This is not. Oh, take this away from me. Looks like my urine sample.
That's what it is.
Damn it, you got me. Payback.
Payback. I never made you drink pee. That's such a lie.
He made me drink pee.
No, what?
No.
Back in the day.
Hold the phone. Explain.
Me and my friend Brian.
You made him drink pee?
No. No.
It was.
No.
Yes.
We made. No.
I got a solid no and a solid yes going on here.
Okay,
so.
We'll get my buddy Brian to verify this once and for all, but it was iced tea. And we thought we'd make hot tea with iced tea, so we drank it, and we made it, and we heated it up, and so we gave it to him, and he tried it, and we told him it was pee, and he got really upset, but it wasn't pee, and we drank it, we finished it. When you were done, we were laughing so hard, because you got so freaked out, because you thought it was pee.
All right, so maybe it wasn't pee.
It was not pee.
But you thought it was.
But the I put over ice to try to get you to drink right. was definitely pee.
What you just drank was pee.
So maybe some of it got mixed up. But there was definitely real pee involved at some point. Like maybe it wasn't what I drank.
Oh, man.
God damn it. I hope
but
I didn't
I remember, I don't think I fooled anybody. I was like, it's good, drink it. No, I'll try it. It's good. Drink it. No. So,
oh my
what
Lord.
What is happening right now?
I tried pho and it was good.
Yeah, good times.
That's the
better than pee.
Oh man, I went to my niece's third birthday party at my brother's house. That was
that's
fun.
Cute.
Yeah, she's adorable and it was great. And the highlight of the night came after the kids went to bed, and I hung Samantha's purse on the roof.
Saw the
and
picture.
It was the funniest thing that ever happened in my existence.
Let's explain.
So it's 100%. I posted it on Facebook, but it's totally a you had to be there moment, so It's not going to be as funny now. But she went upstairs with Bridget, my sister-in-law, to like hang out with the kids for a little bit. And then while she was up there, me and my brother were still downstairs, and like they had their this hook. It's just a little tiny hook. They had mistletoe or something hanging there during Christmas. And I was like, hey, look, a hook. And I just grabbed her purse because it was right in front of me. And I hung it on the hook because I was, for whatever reason, was inspired to do so. And then I was like, well, now it's up there. Might as well just leave it there till she comes downstairs. I was expecting her to come downstairs and then like immediately like stop or like, what is that doing up there or something?
Right.
And she came downstairs. Walked right past me, stood directly underneath said bag hanging on the ceiling, looked on the counter where her purse used to be, and just continually just kept going, where's my bag?
That's hysterical.
And I started laughing.
It is.
Because like, it was so obvious that it was on the roof. Like, it's a big, huge, giant. It's not just a purse. It's like this big tote bag purse.
If you see the picture,
I saw the picture. That's like freaking
you're like,
hysterical.
Of course she saw it.
And she came from all the way across the other room. And then as soon as she said, where's my bag, I lost my mind. I started laughing so hard. My brother started laughing so hard. And then it took me about 30 seconds to be like, "What did you just say?" And she said, "Where is my bag?" Again, very adamantly, standing directly underneath it. Oh. And then Bridget, who was on the other side of the island from the kitchen, who's 6 foot tall as well, like staring down on the thing, "Where is her bag, guys? What did you do with it?" And so she has no idea that it's there either. So me and my brother are just on the floor laughing so we cannot breathe.
That is...
And Samantha's like, "What's so funny? What'd you do to it? Where did you put it? Why can't I find..." And like, she thinks we're doing something terrible to it. Like, we hit it and you're never going to find it, or we put dog poo in it, or like, she's thinking the worst. And then, yeah, eventually I just pointed and she looked up and felt like...
Hit her head on
the biggest goober on the face of the earth.
It is hysterical.
It was fantastic. It was the funniest thing I had ever seen in my life. Like, I was laughing so hard. And then in her defense, like, why would she look up? Like, exactly. Like, there's no reason she would ever think it would be on the roof, except for the fact that she should have seen it from the 15 feet away that she walked up directly underneath it. But anyway, like I said, it was hilarious.
That's funny.
Yes.
Well, you know, I didn't notice the first time that you had finished these shelves over.
Yeah, because why look up? This one's a little crooked, but they're fine.
I refuse to look up.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not looking up.
Yeah. Anything else? No, 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 no. Okay, I'm going to hit the button.
That's what's up. What's up?
This just in.
News. Not much news from this week.
I don't have any news other than we saw a couple of trailers. That's not new news.
Yeah, I mean, it's new, but it's not real. Like, we saw a new Avengers trailer during Super Bowl, which wasn't really a trailer. It was just like a 30-second teaser. It's like all they keep putting. They put out a trailer before, and now they put out a teaser, which seems like it should have been the other way around, especially since the movie comes out in 2 months. Like, so it's like.
Yeah, and my nephew Richie kind of schooled me a little bit on the story and the order of everything, because I'm like, wait a minute, now at the end of the last Avengers,
yes,
he signals in the Easter egg scene
thing, right,
that for the Captain Marvel sign, like on the
end of Infinity War, he pages her
and then he disappears,
yes.
And so, and I didn't even know that was a Captain Marvel thing. I had no idea what that was. Right. But anyway, we know now that that's what that was.
Yes.
So you assume that Captain Marvel has something to do with the Avengers story.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, and her movie comes out first, so that's going to be.
So it's going to be.
Dope!
And pretty interesting to see.
Because we saw that trailer too. Woo-wee.
Like.
Yeah.
So, okay. So her March movie that's coming out a month before the Avengers movie will probably just be her backstory then. And not,
mostly, I'm imagining. Yeah. And then it'll probably end up
and then
like
in the,
getting the beep, 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 getting a page or something and being like, gotta go. That's my guess. So. My guess is it leads us right up to the moment.
To the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
So that'll be fun to see.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to see.
And then, I mean, we saw that trailer. We saw the Captain Marvel trailer. And then the only other one that I remember seeing that was kind of a big deal was the Handmaid's Tale Season 3 trailer.
Did you watch all that?
I have not.
I haven't seen any of it.
Me either.
We're all.
But the trailer started, and I was like, "What's this? This looks pretty." Oh! And so it's like super cat. And I know the kind of the backstory of the show, but again, it's just one of those ones that I haven't seen yet.
Haven't got around to it.
And also, everyone says it's super depressing. So I'm like, that's why
I intentionally have not watched it.
Yet. Right. I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for this heavy of a show.
I watched Grace and Frankie instead because it makes me laugh.
Nice.
Is that good?
It is good.
I want to see that. I've heard good things about it.
And absolutely. The other one, I mean, the old people series are good. The Grace and Frankie and Michael Douglas and...
Oh, yeah. The Kaminsky Method.
Yes, yes.
You watched that?
I did.
All of it?
Very good. All of it. All of it. Nice. Very fun. Very enjoyable. Very well written. It reminds me very much of, what's his name? West Wing, greatest.
Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
My guy.
Oh, I did watch a whole series of stuff. I mean, you know, so we're talking about what we watched.
We'll talk about that after the break.
Yeah.
We'll be doing the show forever.
We need a break because I need to think about what that was. It was the whole thing.
You watched an entire series.
You don't remember what it was?
Oh, I do now.
Okay.
I remember now.
There you go.
I remember now.
Spoiler. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, perfect. Spoil it.
Save it.
Spoil it.
Tune in after the break.
There's not much news. Because this is what we're going to be called the Super Bowl episode, we're going to talk about that later instead of in the news, even though that's maybe, basically the news.
Maybe it should be the Super Bore episode.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did? I took that.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, the soup, super
snoozer.
You'll never be. You'll never be Super Bore.
Super what?
You can't even say it.
Super what?
Super Burr.
It sounded like you were doing a very poor Asian accent.
Was it? Oh,
Super Burr.
Why does everything have to be racist? Was
the did you hear that? Tell me.
The Super Burr is important.
Stop saying it.
Take away his shovel.
My goodness. But anyway.
That's what's up.
With news. Because we still don't have a news outro drop. Because BJ likes to say the date.
And that's the way it was.
On February 3rd. No, BJ. Oh, right.
That's right.
That's the way it was. On February 4th. No, BJ.
Oh, I get it. I get it now.
You only have to record 365 of those if you leave the year out.
Right. And then I'm like frantically, which one is it? Yeah.
In the year of our Lord.
No, stupid. Just.
Oh, good times. But with that, we move on to the next part of the show, which is Tony's favorite part.
Life's a binge! Phone Army!
Hey guys, this is Rich calling you during the most exciting Super Bowl I have ever watched. I don't have anything cute or clever to say. No retorts or criticisms about those who are hosting the show today. Just that I hope this game gets more exciting. Otherwise, I'm going to drink twice as much beer as I have been already. When's the NFL going to realize no one's going to be as good as or better than Prince? And while we're at it, are there any other halftime shows in the past 10 years that have been even close to as good as Prince? Prince. And this is not just for BJ. I really do think that's the best show ever. That game was boring and terrible. T-Mobile wins Super Bowl 53. Sublé out. All right. See you guys soon. Later.
That's it. That's his voicemails. There was technically three of them that I squeezed them all together.
That was the worst phone army I've ever seen.
I disagree. I disagree with that. Ooh, sorry for the buzz. I'm plugging my phone because we actually have a live phone army segment coming up, and I'm going to get ready for it.
Yeah. Live phone army.
Live phone army. I'm going to call him right meow, and we're just going to dive right in and see what he's going to say.
So while you're dialing, I'll tell you that on our Life's a Binge page, I posted some of my favorite posts about the Super Bowl. As we were going through. So when we talk about the Super Bowl, I want to refer to our page. Plus, I asked folks what were their thoughts and what were their favorite commercials.
Are you just talking or are we recording?
Oh, it's recording, but he is just talking. That's,
okay, because I'm not sure. The magic,
that's what the magic he does. Is
slipping away a little bit.
Yes.
Life's a bitch.
Hello.
Mike Bissett.
Jared, Beege, Rich.
No.
How's it going, boys?
No, Rich. We got Tony here instead.
Oh. Well, in that case.
Easy.
That is the appropriate response.
We're sorry.
So
the number you have called is not in service.
So, Biz, did you get to the game?
What's up, boys? So, here's the thing.
See,
the short answer is no.
No,
but I know you've been working on that.
Yeah,
you didn't make it there.
I've been working on it. And here's the thing: I don't know if you guys heard of something called 9/11. It's really hard to sneak into these games. So I didn't have a credential to get into the game. I had a credential to get into everything else. We're talking. Radio Row, the state. I was on the field yesterday, screwing around. Everywhere. I could go everywhere. But on game day, it's a completely different thing. Remember in Ace Ventura when Courtney Cox says to Jim Carrey, "Did you have any trouble getting in the place?" And he says, "No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle."
That's how it really works, huh?
That joke is still relevant today.
That was for the aquarium, okay?
Right. Yeah. No, that was the parking structure, right, yeah. Then the aquarium. Right. Ironically, Starbucks, there was just some guy at Starbucks that was doing cavity searches. But, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it.
So what was the whole experience like then?
Well, hang on.
Hang on.
So I tried to get into the stadium. you know, I kept thinking, God, my dad would do it. My dad would do this. He would figure out a way to get in there. And so I found a guy who kind of looked like me, and I thought, maybe I'll take his credential, if with his permission, and try to sneak in to watch a quarter.
Nice.
And I ran it by him, and we were both in. We were both very in. It was like, this, okay, this is going to be awesome. And then he goes, wait a minute. What's going to happen if we get caught? Now, let's see. I will probably be fired, and Biz, they all call me Biz here too. Biz, you'll probably be arrested, interrogated, and detained for trying to sneak into an event with 80,000 people.
Let's do it.
Watching.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I was so close. I was so close. I really thought about it, but then I was like, no, I would never work another production again. My family would be in shame. I would miss my flight tomorrow because I'm in jail. And it turns out, I would have shown up to the game and the Rams never did.
Oh, zing.
Am I going to go to jail for that kind of a performance?
No. So what Super Bowl number, what number is this for you?
This is number 2 for me. This is number 53 for the football.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
So you always seem to be, it seems like, I thought it was like 5 or 6. I thought you've been doing like,
no.
You do lots of other stuff.
Cool events. I do cool events. I've been very lucky, very fortunate to, this is my second Super Bowl. And Jared, I have not forgotten your question. But this is, my second Super Bowl. I did 2 World Series. I've done several, Rams games just up at the Coliseum. And then some of the random events for the NFL Network. So I've done the draft, the Hall of Fame game, the combine, and I want to think that's it.
And for the World Series, you got to go to those games, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. For the World Series, I was actually
a
utility guy.
Baseball's better.
Baseball power.
I personally agree with you. None of them are as good as hockey is, but the best. I think the best experience I ever had was Game 6 of the World Series in 2017, because not only did the Dodgers win, but it was a great game. I was a utility guy, so I watched the entire game from wherever I wanted to watch it from.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Hey, did you do the NFL Experience stuff? Any of that stuff? Were you around some of that?
Yeah. So that was, is that Tony?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up, Tony?
Not much, man. Don't try and make nice now after you just disconnected me at the beginning of the call.
Listen, that's how I do it. That's how I do it. I try to build you up, and then I'm going to bring you down.
You started by hanging up on me. How much further down?
Or sometimes I mix it up. You know, right. Sometimes I bring you down.
You don't know what's coming.
This roller coaster is on the same track. It's going to keep going. It's going to keep going round and round and round.
I'm on board, baby. Hands in the air.
All right. So, yeah, I was at the Experience. The NFL Network had a big set in the middle of the convention center here. And it was probably, God, I don't know, 100 feet by 100 feet. I don't know. I'm really bad about gauging that stuff. But it was massive. And they basically have 4 different setups within that footprint. And so they can set up a show on one side, and on the other side, while they're on the air, they can set up the next show. And so basically they say, I'm Kurt Warner. Thanks for joining us on Players Only. We'll see you tomorrow at, you know, whatever. They go to commercial, the cameras turn around, and you're now shooting the next show. And so it's pretty brilliant how they do it. And I met guests like, Gucci Mane.
Wow. Who?
Conor McGregor. I don't know if you heard about him, BJ.
No, I haven't. I heard of Conor McGregor. I've heard of him. Gucci Mane, I'm not familiar with.
Oh, Gucci Mane, you're not familiar with. Right. Okay, got it. Jared, will you bring BJ into this year for me?
Yes, I can work on that.
Okay, great.
You know who Gucci Mane is? Jared. Jared, lucky Jared knows.
Yeah, I know everything. Oh,
I got you. I got you.
How about Migos? BJ, do you know Migos?
I've only heard the term Migos.
Huge,
is that that's
huge
a rapper?
Atlanta presence. It's a group. Yeah, it's a band.
It's a band. Migos. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they Latin?
Yeah, a lot of those guys. Latin. Yeah, from Atlanta.
Ricky Martin formed them.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So yeah, anyway, they have spots where you can run the 40, which is we did another segment there, which
that's,
was probably
that's
the highlight.
About, yeah.
Did you see that video I posted?
I saw it.
I didn't see it.
Highlight of my entire week. Professionally anyway. I mean, even if I had watched this POS game from the 50-yard line.
You know that
guy that holds Sean McVay back? Have you seen that video?
Yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay. If I was that guy, it still would not have been as cool as this moment, which was Usain Bolt showed up and he ran the 40 in warm-ups and tennis shoes, and he tied the fastest 40 ever recovered by a national football player.
Yeah, that was
bananas. So you would think that maybe you could just put him in some, you know, cleats and teach him how to
catch.
Yeah,
just run past those guys and catch it, Forrest.
Yeah,
I guess Willie Gault played football, but I was thinking like Willie Gault, you know, which was back in the 80s.
It was really, really cool to see Bolt run. So those kinds of things at the experience were awesome. And then, you know, between shows and between takes and sets and changing things over, you make these really cool friends that you would never have met ever without doing these kind of jobs. We all come around from different parts of the world and, you know, some guys are from Canada. There's a couple British guys there. And then, of course, all over the United States as well. And it's the Super Bowl. Everybody wants to be a part of this production-wise.
So was there any carryover from last year as far as people, like folks that you worked with last year that were there this year?
Yeah, that was another really cool part is we kind of had this little reunion from Minneapolis. And I got kind of brought into that group. You know, they had been from Houston and a couple of those guys were in San Francisco the year before. So it was really cool to see all of these different people again and to build those relationships up. And we're already planning Miami next year. So
nice.
Hopefully I get a chance to go there and I will be the official Life's a Binge correspondent.
Right on.
Miami, Florida.
And then you got to go back to your lousy day job as a Shamu trainer.
Yeah.
People are like, I hate this guy. Who's this guy?
Everybody, word got out. Of course, I got this job because of a friend of mine who used to work at the NFL Network and used to work at SeaWorld. And that's how I got into all of these things.
I love that.
And so that got out and now I'm like the whale guy.
Right on.
So there, you know, people are always asking me questions, you know, so what is it like training these whales? You know, so people get really into it. I think people, like taking a step outside of talking about football for 24 hours a day.
And when you went to the aquarium, was there any of that there where you're like, well, you know, actually I'm a killer whale trainer. Was there any of that? Of course, there is some SeaWorld folks that work there, right? Or something.
Yes. Yeah. I'm actually staying with one of my friends who used to work at SeaWorld and who is now at said aquarium. And they have been absolutely wonderful and lovely and have put up with me coming in at 2 a.m. and leaving at 7 a.m. And I got to go visit them and it was pretty cool. They have a great setup here and I loved it.
Right on.
My favorite part was we had an NFL media party. It was kind of a kickoff night. It was on Monday night and it was at the Georgia Aquarium. So it really felt like two worlds were definitely colliding for me at that moment.
That's cool.
And they have,
it was surreal.
They have a whale shark there, right?
They have four whale sharks there.
That blows my mind whole. I can't
imagine. Those are very large animals.
Yeah, exactly.
I was, You know, I'm a guy who sees Ulysses every day. He's 10,000 pounds.
How big is a whale
shark? And I saw the whale. Bigger? really big.
Does not compute.
Bigger than the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He looked bigger than Yuli to me. But then again, I've never seen a fish that size. So it was humbling, and it was like, oh, my God, look at that. And I loved it. And Wolfgang Puck cooked for us that night. What? Friggin' Wolfgang Puck.
He's like, macaroni and cheese, everybody. Macaroni and cheese, cooked by Wolfgang Puck.
You know what, Jared? You joke, he served some hot dogs.
That's right.
Wow.
He served some hot dogs. And I'll be damned if it was the best hot dog I've ever had in my life.
Dude, I'm going to make you a hot dog. We're going to change that mind.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll go up against. I'll beat Wolfgang Puck.
Okay. All right.
I can't beat Bobby Flay, but Wolfgang.
Next episode of Life's a Binge is hot dog tasting contest. Yes.
Hot dog cook-off.
Elevating hot dogs. I can do it.
Now, was the hot dog itself better, or just did he dress it up nicely with a nice, interesting condiments?
I feel like the meat was good, the condiments, the presentation. I'm sure it had a little bit of a placebo, you know.
Wolfgang Puck, right?
Right.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, because I hate to tell you, dude, that was just an Oscar Mayer wiener and with some fancy relish that he boiled up in mass before the meal.
It's still delicious. Yeah. That's right.
Wolfgang Puck is laughing with a cigar. Yeah, he's like, it's all in the salesmanship.
These idiots.
Ha, ha, ha.
I fed him hot dogs.
Yeah, he's like, let's see what I can get these idiots
right.
to eat. This
exactly. And they bragged about it. You should hear them.
Right on, man.
I will tell you guys some interesting information that regarding the halftime show.
Oh, yes. Do tell.
What are your guys' thoughts on the halftime show?
It was all right.
I liked it. Didn't love it. But it was
all right.
I like Adam Levine.
They need to step up their game if they're going to try and make it, you know, what it once was, or what the hype of it, like the halftime show you can't miss. Like they got to do some game changing for that. But for the most part, it was pretty good.
Human sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, Adam Levine took his shirt off and danced in front of the camera very sexily for about a minute and a half. And I was like, that guy's pretty hot.
Yeah. I was squirming. I was like,
you're not wrong. He's a good looking man. You're not wrong.
I was thinking if I looked like that, I would probably do that too. Probably.
If I looked like that, I wouldn't own a shirt.
I just feel like 15. Maybe longer, 15, maybe 20 years ago, we saw half of the nipples that we saw tonight on the Super Bowl halftime show, and the world lost their mind.
Exactly.
Were there nipples on the stage tonight? Oh, well, I guess male nipples.
There you go. You piece it together.
I am so sexist.
Wow.
What makes it worse? Nothing. I'm the worst. I'm terrible. Sorry.
Oh, no, I thought it was non-offensive. I thought it was
clearly he was cursing, though. Is that what all the drop-offs were?
Yes.
But yeah, that was interesting. I was sitting with the vice president of the NFL Network while we were watching that, and he was kind of laughing and shaking his head. He's like, "Oh, yeah, that was probably it was probably in the deal for him to go out there and curse." And they were just on it. They knew the lyrics were coming up, and they were just on it. The other thing was, did you notice the car that Big Boy rolled up in was a Cadillac?
Yes.
Not a sponsor. So the NFL kind of had a problem with that. But they were like, well.
They zoomed in right on that logo, too.
Yes, they did.
He thought he was a bit much for me. I was like, oh, come on, guy.
I enjoyed that part.
Rolling in the caddy wearing his fur coat. And I was like, come on.
But isn't that, I mean, that's his normal, like,
yeah.
His.
I like the way he moves me.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
See?
And then some real insider info. One of my buddies was in, well, a lot of my buddies went actually to go inside the stadium who actually had credentials. And I just kind of stood there like Ralph from The Simpsons, like, I'm helping. They went in and watched the halftime show, and the acoustics inside the arena were awful, and you could not hear Adam sing.
Really?
And there's kind of a conspiracy theory about that right now, which is he can't sing, and so they really had to put in through processors and stuff that go through, you know, whatever kind of auto-tune machines. Huh. And that's why they couldn't hear him in the stadium. But then I've also heard that every halftime show sounds terrible to the people actually in attendance.
That is mainly, it's probably balanced specifically for the broadcast.
Right.
Much more than the live, than the live production. So, yeah, that makes sense.
For sure.
The little drones flying around, like, smelling stuff out in the sky was pretty cool.
That was
dope.
I dug that.
Yeah,
that was cool. I will say, that was cool to see, definitely. But I don't know what was worse, the halftime show or the game.
Yep.
I really don't.
Yeah. Agreed.
What was great was you're right. The entire experience has been phenomenal. I'm exhausted. As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm probably going to go to bed because I have a flight tomorrow, and then I get into my wetsuit and I train killer whales. So it's going to be a very long week, but I'm ready for it.
Somebody's got to do it, man. Yeah, somebody's got to.
Hey, I just got about 17 more questions for you.
Each one with an A, B, and C.
All right.
Let's do it. Dude, I'm ready.
Extended.
Each one in four parts. Follow-up. Yeah.
My first question is a six-parter. First part. Start.
submit an essay, but this is the topic.
Yeah.
Can you give me your best 14 minutes on the...
Well, right on in. We won't keep you too much longer. We're going to get off the phone.
Tony, that's a great question. First off, I thank you for coming out here today. And I'd really like to thank all of Life's a Binge for their common courtesy. Now, Tony, before I answer that question, let's talk a little bit about climate change.
Can you explain if vaccines are effective, why do people who don't get vaccines, why does that hurt the people who do get vaccines?
Well, that is great question.
It's all about teamwork, Tony. It's all about teamwork.
I'm going to let Bill Belichick answer this one.
You as a voter is to
nice
address these issues, such as women's rights. Now, let's talk about women's rights.
Yes, please. Start.
Oh, you're starting to cut out here.
Start from suffrage.
Oh, BJ hates women? Is that what you're saying?
That's pretty much.
All right. Yes.
Nipples? Great. I didn't see any nipples.
Yeah. Nobody had nipples.
I'm blind. I'm blind by my own.
Men can't have nipples, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I'm blind by my own sexism.
Can you milk me, Greg? I have nipples.
Well, thank you guys for having me on the show. I'm going to, you know, hopefully now that the season is kind of dropping off a little bit, I can come in there in the studio.
It's been too long.
Anytime.
I got to tell you the Migos story sometime too. I got to do a little Migos video with Deion Sanders and Ric Flair.
What?
Woo! Let me tell you.
Dude, that's good times.
Time.
Yeah, man. Well, for now, go to bed, man.
I didn't know they made pineapple Shasta, and they drank all of it.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. He's like, I can't do Coke anymore, so I need all the sugar I can get.
I had 11 2-liter bottles of pineapple Shasta, and it was gone.
Jesus.
Dang. They don't care. Did you Venmo them?
Oh, man. Good times.
Yeah.
All right,
gentlemen.
Well, go rest
thanks
up.
Thanks for letting me play.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Thanks, Biz.
Yeah.
All right, peace. Buddies. Peace out. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Good times. I love that man.
Yeah.
Good times. What? Dude, you know that's going to happen every time, right?
It's over now. We're done. We're done with it. It's not going to happen anymore. But with that, let's do this. After these messages,
Seven o'clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this behind the music with Leonard Skinner? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, well, what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? I said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door, open the garage door, then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru, heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru, getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru?
And we're back.
So when do you plug something?
Come on, man.
When do you plug something into that spot?
What do you mean? Oh, sometimes I do it live, or sometimes I do it in the editing process.
Because you didn't do it just now, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would have listened
but
to it.
But that's fun, too. I enjoy that.
When I plug something in that you have no idea?
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to hear, like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I usually use that for my fast-forward time.
Fuck you. sorry, I just had to clear my throat. We watched the Super Bowl 53. We kind of talked about it a little bit just now with Biz, as you heard about 2 minutes ago. But what are your guys' thoughts on the game?
Worst Super Bowl ever.
I tend to agree. I mean, it depends, because if you like...
I can't remember a worse one.
If you like defense, then you had a great game.
I didn't think it was a great defensive game. I just thought it was poor offense on both teams.
I thought it was a solid... Like, I thought both coaches did a solid job defending everyone else. Because, I mean, these were the Rams, the top-scoring team in the NFL, and they couldn't get anything done. And so it's not their offense that's terrible. They just... got shut down every way.
Jared Goff was a little deer in headlights. I don't think he was ready for the moment.
Why didn't they give Gurley the ball 18,000 times?
I'm pretty sure he's hurt.
To be hurt.
He's been hurt for a while. Like, he hasn't been the same.
Yeah, but when they did actually put him in there and give him the ball, he broke a 16-yard run, and then he got to the outside, and then they were like, nope, we're done.
That one got called back.
You had your 10 pitch count. That's the end of that. Yeah. But, like, this is me being a out of shape, middle-aged, non-football player. But you're in the biggest game of your life. You get out there, and unless your knee blows up, like, you freaking play, don't you?
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a tough call because, he's a running back, which has a very short window.
This is true.
Of earning opportunity. You know, if he gets an injury that's going to keep him from signing a bigger contract later. Right. You know, like,
and I mean, literally, a blown knee could be the end of his career.
Right. So. And he already has had, knee problems out of college.
Right.
So, I mean, he's a phenomenal player.
But he looked, again, I wasn't on the bench, but he right. looked great when he was out there. So
I could sense a little, like, favoring it. Like,
there's
just
a play he went after, like, coming back to the huddle.
Right.
There's a couple times, twice I saw him turn the corner, and he looked pretty
He looked pretty good. But, I mean, you know, it just, they couldn't do anything.
Right.
I mean, neither could the Patriots for the first 50 minutes of the game. Like, they couldn't do anything either. So
it's funny when they said early that it's impossible to cover Julian Edelman, and I'm thinking, really? It's impossible to cover him?
It is impossible.
He clearly, it's clearly at least very difficult.
Yeah, yes. It's quite difficult.
He's good.
Yes.
He's good.
His get off the line of scrimmage was just phenomenal. They can't jam him. He gets off too much. They put him in motion, kept him out of contact. He's smart. He finds the holes. Man, he's unlikable as all get out. But
so do you think he deserved MVP?
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean,
who do you think deserved it?
Maybe somebody on the defense. Like, maybe, but you can't give the MVP to the defense.
Right, to the team.
Like
unless
I mean,
they had someone had an outstanding play.
Like, the only guy that he picked off that horribly thrown ball, so it wasn't a good play, but like he caught it,
right?
So it's like maybe him, but like,
it was definitely
it was a team effort
to me.
Like, on the offense, like, he wasn't even the guy that scored the touchdown. I mean, he extended the drive, but in that aspect, you could say Tom Brady extended the drive. But I think they're so sick of giving it to Tom Brady, they're like, who caught the most passes? And he did catch the most passes in a Super Bowl or something like that, right?
Yeah, he was.
I didn't see that. If that was,
but it was, was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy the Patriots won, to be honest. Like, I would have wanted them to win a lot more...
convincingly?
Yes. Like, what's that?
Then you're not a Charger fan.
Yes,
because the whole theme of the thing was, if L.A. wins the Super Bowl, then Spanos sells the team because nobody's going to go to their games because L.A.'s already got a history.
They're not.
They've already got a success.
Yeah.
And if the L.A. wins the Super Bowl, that would even cement their legacy.
There's already
no fan base for the cemented. Chargers. And the Chargers.
You don't think they're
no
coming back?
But to move back.
No, I just mean that all those things are true, even if they didn't win. Like, they already made it, and they already they're already cemented as the LA team anyway.
Yeah.
I root against the Patriots until they make it to the Super Bowl, and then when they make it to the Super Bowl, I'm like, clear spot on that bandwagon for me because I want to watch the best be the best, and I watched it again, even though they didn't play like they were the best.
No, I was going to say, and you know, and that's the whole quarterback, you know. Somebody did a really good thing on Brady. Now, if you come at this and say Brady's not the greatest or among the greatest or right in the conversation,
right.
Then you're an idiot.
Yes.
You just don't. Then you're just a hater.
Greatest of all time.
But you could also make several arguments that he in that game he wasn't sharp. He wasn't brilliant. I mean,
no,
he didn't do anything. And there's a game like when he played the Chargers, he threw the interception that should have ended the game, but they fumbled it back to him.
Yep.
There's a game against Indy where he threw a late interception. But, you know, then Denver or Indy turned the ball back over. So he's had a lot of.
It's a game at the Seahawks where they would have won.
The Seahawks absolutely should have won that game.
The defense got an interception. Tom Brady is suddenly. Right. And Bill Belichick is suddenly.
Well, Bill Belichick's you can't disagree with that either. He's the best
coach
ever.
You can't.
Right.
You really
can't.
I mean, you can't.
And, you know.
It's super impressive.
And Tom Brady didn't look like typical, you know, greatest of all time Tom Brady this whole year. But. He has another ring on his finger, so.
But see, that's the thing is, you give like basketball. I think rings are more indicator of greatness. I think because basketball, you're 1 of 5 on the field or on the court at any given time. You're 20% of your team at any given time, and if you play 35-40 minutes a game, you're literally responsible for 26% of the production of your entire team, and then
but. The Patriots, as a franchise, have never won a Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's never won a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick.
That's true. But the Patriots have never won a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick or Tom Brady on the team.
Bill Belichick's never won a Super Bowl without
those are the two,
Tom Brady. Right?
That's the thing. Those are the two.
But I'm just saying,
the constants,
right?
The coach, in my opinion, cemented. I don't think this does anything to add to Brady's legacy except to add
another
number
ring,
for people to say. Because he didn't, you know, granted.
Right. He wasn't the MVP. In the
AFC
like,
championship game, he came back and led that drive and they won the game. But he didn't do anything specifically to win this. That's why when people talk about Ben Roethlisberger has two Super Bowls, he has one he shouldn't have got because the referees robbed him. And
against the Seahawks.
Yes. And then they have one where he literally lost the game. He was terrible.
Yeah.
And but he's got two rings. Ben Roethlisberger, Super Bowl champ.
Eli Manning is one of the best of all time. He has two Super Bowls. Yeah, it's like, come on.
Way better than Marino.
yeah. Come on. Yeah, so it isn't about the Super Bowls, but
the whole picture.
Having six rings in the course of 18 years is pretty legit. 18 years, six championships. That's insanity.
If you're 18 years old,
right?
Tom Brady has been in the Super Bowl half of the times you've been alive.
Yes, which is crazy.
Half of the time over the last 18
crazy.
Years.
Crazy.
Half.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Is Richie 18 yet? He's not.
Nine
he
times.
17.
He turns 18 in the summer.
Nine times. Six rings.
That's, he's going to that's, Germany.
It's crazy. He has, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I was glad they won. I wish they would have gone out with a bang, like more points. Obviously, everyone wants points in football.
We had the Super Bowl squares, and...
Dude, it was like 3-0 for two quarters.
Yeah, and the third quarter was 3-3, and the final was 3-3.
Right.
So if you had 3-3, yeah. It made for a super boring game. And no, but on that last field goal that the Rams attempted, the Zuerlein miss, there was, I calculated, $740 in my house.
Right.
That went to someone different because he missed that kick.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's crazy.
$740 because he missed that kick. If he makes that kick,
right,
that $740 comes out of Group A and goes to Group B. Yes, you know, exactly. Spread out. I mean, nobody's getting that
for me. Chunk. Like, if he would have made the kick, the $40, I would have got to. It would have went to Andrea.
Nice.
Since it missed the kick, went to me.
Nice. So, oh, yeah. Score. So yeah. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. I didn't buy any squares from anybody this year.
Why not?
I just didn't have the cash.
I used the cash from my fantasy football winnings this year. Yeah. So.
But yeah, you do squares. My work does squares. Everyone does squares. They're fun. It's super fun.
It is fun. That was the funnest part of the game.
Oh, yeah. Except for when you're like, still, like, 3-0, still? Right. Here you go, Frank, or whatever, you know, whoever has it. Right. Like, great. So, but moving on away from the game, we've talked about it again briefly with Biz, but... What about that halftime show, guys?
Are you a Maroon 5 fan or Adam Levine fan?
I do like Maroon 5. I like their... Apparently it's a thing. I didn't know any about this, but apparently it's a thing that like they're just known for not being that good live.
And some bands are like that.
Right, but their album stuff, their studio stuff is great. And like he sounds amazing and everything's good and whatever. But it was just like a, you know, if you're a fan of that band, like they just played a lot of older songs and... couple of new stuff and you're
this
like
love yeah, I'm down for that song.
Yeah, the whole beginning was like it's cool, but it just was like I don't know, cookie cutter, if that makes it. Yeah. It was just like yeah, whatever, it was nothing like, special, it was nothing to
of,
see here.
It was like the theme of the entire
right
event.
Yeah,
this Super Bowl was nothing just an here. Event
the super bore.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
good one, Tony.
That's brilliant.
Well that done
one, god dang it, why didn't I think of that?
Money,
that should have, damn it. But yeah, Super Bore. Super Bore. Nothing will beat that ever.
Super Bore.
Super Bore.
Super Bore. But I mean, it was okay. It was just me. It was just bleh.
I don't know. What do you have to do now in society? What do you have? I mean, Katy Perry rode in on a giant lion.
Lady Gaga jumped in from the stadium ceiling. Right.
I mean, what is it that you have to do now that gets people right. to say, oh, that was good?
I honestly think it's just about having a performer and not just a band. Like, Katy Perry is a performer. Like, she is a standalone act. Beyonce is a performer. Lady Gaga is a performer. Like, Maroon 5 is a band, and, like, Adam Levine's the front man, like... Yeah. He just, what did I write down about him? Like, Adam Levine jumping around awkwardly. That's it. That's all I got from him. Like, he's singing, and, like, he just, like, on the breakdowns or when the rappers were out there, he's just, like, jumping around, like, weirdly. I'm like,
I think
there's nothing about that that's entertaining.
I think that it's colored in society by his race. I think if he were black doing the exact same thing, the exact same body language, and nobody say, "Ooh, look at that guy's moves." But I think because, I mean, Shannon said, "Look at Maroon 5 getting down." And the consensus in the house was that he was dancing. And when what's his name?
Outcast.
Travis Scott. Yeah.
Never heard of him.
When he was doing his thing, I mean, he was dancing. He was, you know, playing in rhythm and jumping and holding up and high-fiving. And he looked, it's the same thing as like an ageism thing. Like, I can dance, but when my kids or anybody in their teens or 20s sees me dance, I have rhythm. If you put my exact same everything into somebody 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, they'd go, oh, he's pretty, you know, good. I don't do anything that would make people go, oh, look at that anymore. I mean, back in the day. But, you know, I think we see that because and dude, let's face it, hit the white power for me. Dude looks white. He took the shirt.
White power!
You know, you take the shirt, you're all tatted up, and, you know.
It was a little, like, when he took his shirt off, I was like, is there a swastika on there? Like,
that's
what
you're looking for.
Are
no,
you talking
honestly,
about? Like, honestly, like, some
right.
of, like,
the, I thought the same
some
thing.
Of the lettering and stuff yeah. on his
I didn't
body,
think
body was like.
At any time that he had it. But
me
it,
neither. And, like, but, I would never think that about
right,
him. But,
right.
like, when he took his tats off, I was like, you know what it reminded me of? It's like that there's some kind of brand that they put a lot of stickers on trucks and stuff, and it has like the Iron Cross, like it's like a
yeah.
And every time I see that, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is that yeah. Is that Nazi? Because it looks
it
Nazi.
Does. It does.
And I think that that's clearly the idea when I see it. If I see that and think that, I'm like,
and
I didn't think that on purpose.
Right.
I mean,
and
like,
they go
on
to
accident.
You, clearly not. Look at it. But
right.
they go to their base, their fans, their
look
customers,
what we're doing. Yeah.
And go, no, of course it's not nudge, nudge, wink, wink. It's
right.
just our logo.
Yeah. But anyway.
I didn't see that at all.
It's all right.
You know why?
White privilege.
Because I'm white, y'all.
But the same thing you're saying, like, he just, like, yeah, swap him out for a black guy. Like, I still would have been like, that guy's jumping around awkwardly. Like, he wasn't like... The only time he looked comfortable is when he finally put his guitar on and was like strumming, like you said, strumming yeah. along to the beat and stuff. But other than that, he's just like jumping around. And even when the other guys weren't out there, when Big Boy or the other guy weren't out there, like he like during the musical interludes, because they're so used to being a band
right.
performing on a stage, not on a gigantic M as their logo, where he's down at the front of it by himself. Like, he's used to interacting with the groups on stage. Like, he's just standing there by himself, like, now what do I do during this guitar solo where my guitar player's 100 feet away from me? Like, it was just kind of awkward.
So I think that the Super Bowl halftime shows face a challenge that's going to be hard to meet, because these days it feels like, and I could be wrong, that there's aren't these artists that are Super Bowl worthy. Like, when you talk about Michael Jackson and U2 and Prince and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, but
and
like,
some of these
so
bands.
Like Paul McCartney is a legend.
Paul McCartney.
But that was the most boringest freaking halftime
but
show
still,
I ever
you're,
saw.
But still, you were like, at least I was excited to see what he did, and I enjoyed it.
Sure.
But there's no artist in the line. I mean, Lady Gaga, I enjoyed, you know, she's.
Drake.
Did he do halftime?
No, but
no.
That's what you could get. I'm just trying to think.
Oh,
who's...
yeah. Like, yeah, I wouldn't know who you would get today.
Right.
That would be...
I mean, Beyonce did it, and she was great.
Beyonce was
but
good.
But she had to share it with Bruno Mars, who also was great.
Yeah, he did. It was great.
But then they're dance... Did
Bruno Mars do his own one, too, or no?
No.
That was no. the same one? That was only the same one?
Yeah.
I thought the one was, like, just Bruno Mars.
I think there was a Bruno Mars feature.
Right before the Beyonce one?
Yes, I think.
I think you're right, too, actually.
Patner, look it up.
Right.
I know.
Thanks,
Mikey P.
But again, he's the full package. He can sing, he can dance, and like he's doing something in between the moments when he's singing. And Beyonce's the same thing. They sing, they dance. Like it's almost like bring the boy bands back and let them sing and dance. And like you just want to see this choreographed show.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the halftime show. It's not the halftime concert. If that makes any sense, like to me anyway.
Yeah,
it
I don't know.
Should be a big spectacle.
Yeah, I guess you could get Madonna again, I guess, or something like that. But there's no one that I can think of other
these
than the ones
right.
we just named who've done it in the last few years.
I mean, like Post Malone is gigantically popular and huge, but
yeah,
like he
I
would
just can't even imagine.
He
I
would just stand there on stage, right? Like, what would he? There's not a performer,
right.
that does what the older performers
right.
used to do.
Michael Jackson and Prince, where they were
yeah.
just. They would
where they're just magic on
the
stage.
Yeah.
Just magic
on stage. Like just seeing them do their thing is
it was
what's
Bruno.
Good.
Bruno Mars did 48 and 50. Beyonce did 50. He came on with Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Or he came on with
oh,
Beyonce.
God, that reminds me.
Tangent train.
Under news, in the... Yeah, we're going back.
we can do whatever we want.
Absolutely.
We can do whatever we want.
So, during the... Sundance Film Festival, they apparently there's a new movie that is all about Michael Jackson and abuse at the Neverland Ranch by some folks who are adults now and who are there interviewing about it. And the response that it got was very moving. And so that's something that's coming down the pike, is a new one. And it said, if you are a Michael Jackson fan, I thought of you. And of course, I'm a Michael Jackson fan too. Clearly, a big Michael Jackson fan. But that, like, it will make you rethink your position on being a Michael Jackson fan.
Wow.
Honestly, as much as it pains me to say, it probably won't. Because, like, we all know anyway. Like, we all know.
We
but
all
like
know,
at the same time, it's like if you get
certain details, and maybe we don't know.
Right.
I mean, maybe we don't know the extent.
Right.
And maybe that's...
Well, see, that's the thing that I was saying forever. I'm like, how come nobody said anything? And it's like, well, they settled and did all this and did all that. And it's like, well, still.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, like, somebody would have said something. So the fact that there's a documentary coming out about it makes a lot of sense. But,
yeah,
I mean, like I said, we all know and it sucks. But, like, the songs are the best. Like, they're not going to stop being the best songs ever because I know he's a creep. Like, it's an unfortunate fact.
It's like Kevin Spacey with House of Cards.
Yeah.
House of Cards, or even before that,
when he was a creep his whole life. Like, it doesn't detract his performance from Seven. Like, and that's the ethical dilemma we always come back to. Is like, are we still allowed to like this stuff even though the person's a creep? Can you separate the art from the artist and all that stuff? And I don't think there's a yes or no answer. I think it's a good discussion. I think, well, and not only that, but I think if you find them to be extremely disgusting, and then you're like, I'm never going to watch a Kevin Spacey movie again, more power to you. That's good on you. But don't think that I'm a terrible human being because I think Billie Jean's an amazing fucking song. Like,
right.
Like, it doesn't make me a terrible person, like, just because I think that song's good.
Well, it's because Mr. Huxtable is funny.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Oh, you guys did something. Dang it. I was listening to the show, and you guys did something, but it reminded me of Dad is Great. He made us chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Dad is Great. That's old Bill Cosby routine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the equivalency today is like R. Kelly to me. We know R. Kelly
is a
bad guy.
Way bad right? guy. Yeah.
Now, if you are still buying R. Kelly's albums and paying to go to R. Kelly concerts,
right.
To me, that's
a little
tough
different
to defend, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it's
listening and singing along. Now, if you're still, I guess, if you were to shell out a bunch of money to
go see a movie or whatever, right. Yeah. So
are you supporting him financially? To me, that's bad. If you're standing up for someone with the old, who are you to judge? You're not perfect. Yeah, I molested kids.
Right.
So I'm a little bit on the right side of that issue, I think.
Right, yeah. There's a line that right. I'm on this side and you're on that side.
Right.
I haven't peed on any minor, you know,
right.
minors, and that's the wrong side of the line, you know.
But
he did try to make them drink their pee, though.
But Ignatius,
no, you tried to make people drink pee. Yeah.
Okay, let's just not even get caught up in who made
pee. Okay.
Yes, who made who drink pee?
Who put pee in a glass? Let's not
but,
get to that point.
I mean, Ignition's a good song. I Believe I Can Fly is a good song. Like, and it sucks to say that, but they're great songs. Like,
and I very much am entertained by Trapped in the Closet. Like, I
oh,
right.
super
you hear the Weird Al parody?
Stupidity.
No.
You don't know the Weird Al parody?
To Trapped in a Closet?
Oh, yes. It's called
How
Trapped
long is
in
it?
Drive-Thru. I don't know, 15, 16, 17 minutes.
Oh, it's a
really?
Full-on thing?
Yes. He parodied. It's called Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Oh,
dude, it's amazing.
I'm checking
that there's
out.
A much that must-watch
commercial break.
Wait, I'm just kidding.
For 15 minutes, yeah. Like if it was a few minutes, I was like, play it today.
I'm just right kidding.
Now. No, I'm going to go watch that for sure.
That's... Oh, and there's a video. It's a it's a cartoon video of it, too. It's great.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Right on.
I'm gonna make a note.
But anyway, so yeah, Super Bowl. I don't think there is somebody like you're saying that could do the show any better.
Right now, there's not
that
I can think of. Yeah,
I mean, we're old. Like, there's probably some kids out there that are like, no, give it to
absolutely. You could do blah blah blah
to you know Jane Smith and she'll rock it. And it's like, who the freak is Jane Smith? Like, I don't know that. But then again, who's the demographic for the Super Bowl? Like, older dudes,
it's everybody.
Probably.
Yeah,
like. But anyway, commercials? Oh. Is there something else?
Yeah, well, it's, I guess a kind of a tangent again. You were talking about market, and you guys talked last week about American meme.
Oh, yes,
and
yes, yes.
It struck me. Is this a good time?
Yeah, we'll bounce back to the commercials.
All
but
right.
I mean, this is after the break. We talk about what we watched, okay. And I did tell people to watch it, so.
Yeah, and I watched it, yeah. And... Ugh. I don't like, and I know every time I talk about it, I understand that it sounds like I'm saying, get off my lawn, you kids.
Sure, absolutely.
But this whole notion of being famous for being famous, this right. whole notion of, like, Paris Hilton, okay, on one standalone small point, I say it. I feel bad that her sex tape leaked, because if she's telling the truth,
right, then, which she is,
which I have no reason to not think she is, that, right. that she was betrayed by this guy, and after they broke up, he sold it to get his little 15 minutes of fame and some yep. money. I feel awful about that, and that's wrong. But before that ever came out, she's wearing, you know, bikinis in public and G-string and doing all the stuff, and she's a young, and she did The Simple Life, and I don't right. know if you've ever watched that, where she's, oh, I'm rich, I don't care, I could, oh, gross, I'm not doing that, oh, and they gave up all their riches, and she's just so entitled, and so dependent on the fame. She says, you know, she says, you know, well, this is what I do, and then she'll say, I get kind of bored when paparazzi aren't following me around, and then the Vine lady, the Jenna, whatever her name mm-hmm. was, and the other dude with the Jewish, I think he called
fat
himself.
Fat Jew.
The fat yeah. Jewish or whatever.
It's fat Jew, yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Not the fat Jewish?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, we prefer Jewish. But.
Yeah, say the whole word, Jared. I know you're not woke on that.
Hey, my last name is Weintraub, asshole.
That's three, baby.
I got more right than any of you.
You need to claim that more. Like, yeah, you Jew-hating anti-Semites. The Weintraubs won't stand for it.
That's right.
But that whole world
yeah.
is so detestable to me. I don't begrudge people for being rich. I don't begrudge people for being famous. But I grudge people who put themselves in the spotlight so relentlessly and then complain about a lack of privacy. And that's, you know, if that sex tape, like the Kardashian sex tape, nobody knew who Kim Kardashian was, so she made a sex tape.
Right.
And then all of a sudden she's famous. And that I have a whole issue with the Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, thing. That's a whole different thing.
But Paris Hilton was out there every day just being a debutante, being a rich, you know, person. This is,
and right. Then, and when she was 19 years old. Yes. I mean, can you fault her for that? And then, and see, no, so
I, not really. I
but
mean,
she's, yes.
Why?
I mean, I don't fault
because,
her.
Because as stupid as we all are at 19, like, I mean, if that was our circumstances, I could see that it could be easy that was, it would happen. Like, right. you would be stupid.
Did you watch it?
No. I can't watch it. I can, but I just, it's, you know, like anything else you don't watch, you know, it's like, it just doesn't come up. Like, it doesn't make the top of the list.
You asked me four times. What was it? What was it you told me to watch? I was just going to watch it. What
no,
was
I did. It? I did. It? I started it. And then I started it. I'm like, no. Especially, you know why? Because I just watched two of those
Fire Festival festivals.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to see any more. Yeah. You know, internet celebrities.
Well, and like I said, I'm not trying to like say that they're, you know, you're going to change your whole worldview and be like, oh my God, these celebrities need our pity or whatever. The only thing that I said, and I still stand by it, is like it makes you change your views of Paris Hilton in specific to what me specifically anyway. I was like, I thought she was always this super entitled little like.
Bitch.
Yeah, right. And you come to find out that she's not. She's actually, you know, she's just a person who has a lot of
entitlement.
A lot of entitlement. But, like, she's entitled to it. Like, if that sums up, like, she didn't earn it or whatever. But, I mean, so what? She's an heiress or whatever. But, like, she didn't deserve the things that happened to her. And so for that, you're like, I have a little bit of pity.
Other than the sex tape.
Well,
What can you defend? She put herself in all of those positions. You can't scream, look at me, look at me, look at me, and then get mad when everybody's looking at you.
Kinda.
I mean, if you're just going to scream, look at me, and I'm fine. I won't look, you know, but if you're screaming, look at me for years and years and years, then you don't get to say, stop looking at me. Why is everybody always looking at me? I'm the victim here because everybody's looking at me.
Well, she never said that she's mad that people were looking at her. When did she say that?
No, she was saying that she was mad that people weren't looking at her. Like
she did say that a couple of times.
I get bored if people aren't following me around.
So other than the sex tape leaking, what moved you to move her up on your social peg?
Everyone thinking that she is a crazy, stuck-up, rich bitch.
I didn't see.
So it's like underdog. She's the underdog for
you.
She's Tom
Brady.
In a way.
She's Tom Brady.
Just the fact that every single person is like, fuck this bitch. Like, every person has that opinion, and she's just like...
No.
And she's like...
She's millions of followers and devoted, ridiculous fans. Millions.
Right. And they're, most of them are young people. Most of them.
Right.
Who don't necessarily know her from our generation. Like, they know her from her... like Instagram efforts and she is a DJ and she reaches out to them and she actually talks to them. Like she said, she talks with her fans. It's a big thing for them. And so if she can have that relationship with the newer generation of people, then more power to her. And the only thing that it's like, I was of the opinion of like, fuck this lady, dude, she sucks. She's an entitled, rich, like annoying person, and why do I care? And then watching it, you're just kind of like, oh yeah, she is a person that has feelings, and like I was wrong to put her in this box of like fuck her for no reason.
You were right, and it's okay if you take her out. I mean, obviously people like what they like. I'm not going to begrudge anybody for liking or accepting. I'm just saying for me, I absolutely don't like her. There's nothing in that.
Why though? What about her says fuck her? She's a bitch.
Just her entire entitled life and the way, like, and a lot of it was colored by some of the Simple Life stuff. And again, most of that was colored by the over the top stuff they put on, like Talk Soup or whatever else. But did you ever watch A Simple Life? Did you ever watch it? Did you watch how she just shit on people, just everyday people? And she was so condescending and so mean and so crappy to these people. And I can't divorce myself from that to say, oh, because you had your feelings hurt at one time in your life. And she's talking, oh, do you see these pictures of Andy Warhol? Do you have the pictures of me and Andy? Oh, I loved Andy Warhol. And she's saying this. When there's a camera on you, you know there's a camera on you. These aren't candid moments. Everything she does is said is scripted and ready and planned and choreographed. And again, if you like her, if anybody likes her, that's fine.
Right.
Like her. I choose not to like her. And it's visceral how much I dislike her. Because
right. That's what blows my mind. Like, it blows my mind how much you hate her for just being...
No, I hate her for being a bitch.
Well, it's not only that, we're also conditioned to because she is is in grand terms classist. You know, that this like
she's
this
very classist,
like this, like this elite who essentially, you know, they you know, Leona Helmsley. This is the same crew of people that they all come from. They pee on the people below them.
Yes,
and then snicker about it. And,
right,
and
that's my big issue. That's my whole issue.
So,
and then she goes out, and then she's like, "Oh, this outfit is awful. Oh, here," and she's showing a tremendous amount of skin and a tremendous amount of this and that, and she's talking to the paparazzi and inviting them in. And then she says, "Stop it, stop it. Why won't people just leave me alone?" And you can't have it both ways. You can't. I mean, you can, and she can, and people, you can forgive her, and paparazzi can take pictures, and her fans can fawn. But for me, if you say, look at me, look at me, look at me, and then try and play the victim, it's like, it's Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady in a nutshell. We're still here. Nobody thought we could do it. Dude, you're a 3-point favorite in the Super Bowl. Everybody thought you could do it. If you were an underdog, I could see.
All season. Nobody thought they could do it all season. But anyway.
Who's doubting them?
Right. I mean,
everybody. All the analysts. They're like, this is the end of the Patriots. They're not doing anything this year.
Okay, somebody needs to find those clips because I didn't see it. I didn't see that as a prevailing media attitude. I'm sure there's somebody out there who said it, but I surely didn't see
it. It was
that
like Brady and Belichick. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's
what I heard over and over and over. Until they lose, until somebody knocks them off. They're the best. They're the king of the hill. I'm never betting against them. I mean, that's all I heard.
So watching them squeak by throughout the whole season, Gronk literally catching one touchdown all year.
Yeah,
I think 6 weeks they didn't even have a touchdown pass. Like they had a couple rushing touchdowns, but Brady didn't throw a touchdown for like 6 weeks in a row. Like all these things, like people were going like, this is the end of the Patriots.
I don't know what people – I think many, 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 many more people. Look at the point spreads for every game. That's your indicator. That tells you what the public thinks. That tells you what people think. And they were favorites,
with the Dallas.
I would say, virtually every other game.
And they're a shitty division. But anyway, we digress greatly. Commercials? Do we like any of the commercials?
Let me see what folks said about our page about the commercials. So I posted what were your favorite – moments of the Super Bowl, or what were your favorite commercials?
Sure.
So,
I just wrote down the few that kind of stood out to me. So I'll run through those and see if they cross reference. The first one that I saw was the Oil of Olay It was like a horror movie, but then she's like, my phone won't unlock, and like her face ID because she looked too good for her phone or whatever.
I missed that one.
Pretty funny concept.
Dang it, I gotta watch that one because Andrea commented on that one too.
Especially, that was her favorite one. Especially because I have the phone with the face ID, and like as convenient as it is, it also is kind of inconvenient at times. And so the fact that they're making fun of that while also being like, this stuff works so good, I look great. And like when they pull down the picture and she's like, this is what I normally look like, and she's hideous in the picture. Like, it's pretty good. It's pretty
good. That's cool. That and, sounds like a good concept.
And like their height, because they're getting chased by like a psycho, you know, slasher killer person, and they're like, get upstairs, and they run upstairs and they lock themselves in the bedroom to like call 911. My phone won't unlock. Like, this is their face ID. It's pretty funny.
That's cool.
That was the first one I saw. The Doritos commercial with the Backstreet Boys
and Chance the Rapper. That was enjoyable.
That one was pretty good. I don't know. Typically Doritos does like these like homemade, like fan made commercials.
Right.
And they just went out the door with that, and they're like, let's get the Backstreet Boys and Chance the Rapper. And I was like, okay, all right. I don't know what this has to do with Doritos or whatever, but okay. So that one was pretty big. The corn syrup, the Bud Light one, where they're like, whose corn syrup is this? Like, that one was pretty fun. I just like the Dilly
Dillys.
Didn't that come
out? I do like Dilly Dillys. Yeah. That came out. That seems to like, all of a sudden, like, huh? Like
right,
the corn syrup thing.
Right, corn syrup,
and then like corn syrup in the take beer to the King Coors Light castle,
right?
Because they love
Miller
this.
Light. That's Miller Lights. Oh, okay. And like, yeah. We don't do that.
Well, the,
like,
the funniest part of that to me was the tagline. We're saying we don't use corn syrup.
Yeah, right, corn syrup. That's right. Perfect for brewing. If we're not clear about that, we brew with corn syrup.
Right. Right.
So I was like, that's funny.
I mean, Bud Lights are usually pretty good. That one was okay. The next Bud Light commercial I saw was the Bud Knight, where he's like getting ready to do the joust,
right?
And then he gets beaten, and then it's the mountain,
right?
And you're like, yeah. I was like, that's the mountain,
yeah.
He's gonna smash his eye. What's happening? Right. And then you see a dragon. I was like, what is happening in this Bud Light commercial? And I was like, oh, it's a Game of Thrones commercial that they use it. It was a great crossover.
Yeah, I agree.
The only thing I was like, if people were trying to like watch Game of Thrones up to this, I mean, spoilers or whatever, but you're kind of like. That's kind of a spoiler if you don't know anything. Just the fact that there's a full-blown dragon in it, yes.
I guess so. I mean, after 9 years or so.
There's a time frame for that stuff. But
And I thought that like the reference to the mountain was just suggested enough to like...
If you knew what was happening.
Yeah, that only the folks happening. Who know right, would right. get it. Right. So I thought that was fairly well done.
It was pretty good.
But also, it's also another thing. There's a lot to be excited about in like April.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was one other thing, too. Maybe I'm not remembering it, but the Game of Thrones, the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was a month earlier.
Right. Before, yeah.
But I thought maybe even there was one other thing, but maybe I don't remember.
What else? The Audi commercial where he's like, met his grandpa in heaven, and he's like, oh, hey, grandpa, what are you doing? He's like, you want to take her out for a spin? And they get in the Audi and like, brr. And then it turns out he's just choking on like a peanut at a restaurant.
Right.
That one was pretty good. And he's like, oh, I thought it was in heaven. And they're like, nope. Anyway, it was decent.
Pretty good.
The Pringles commercial, I thought that made me laugh a lot. He's had like all these Pringles, and he's like, I just stacked a ranch with a pizza and a jalapeno. And he's like, oh. And then the thing, the Amazon starts talking to them like, oh, I wonder how many stacks there are. And she gives the fact that there are 3.2 million different varieties that you could do. And I will never get to enjoy those because I am just a machine. Right. And it's no fun that you can. And he goes, play Funky Town. Won't you take me to? Right. He just shuts up the computer. I was like, that was a perfect perfect tagline.
You know, there were a couple things about like kind of. That AI.
There's a lot of robot stuff.
Yeah, robot
stuff.
So there was that one, and then what was the other one for? I can't remember when they were interviewing they were talking to the robot, the boy who couldn't get his emotions right.
Right. I don't remember.
What was that for?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was for.
A Michelob or something made by humans for humans. I remember thinking that should have been the.
Well, that was one of them. There was a Michelob one that, like, the robot's better at golf than everyone. Right. He's running faster than
that
everyone.
That one, I missed that one.
And then it ends with, like, and humans sitting in a bar drinking Michelob. And he's like, I can't drink beer. Yeah.
That's so funny. Like that your target audience is humans.
Oh, yeah.
Humans with taste buds.
Right.
You know? Not for those robots. That's funny to me.
Did you guys see the Mint Mobile commercial?
Yes.
That one was off-putting by a lot.
So okay. Explain it again.
They're like, Mint Mobile is the super convenient thing. It's the choice of families across America or whatever their point was trying to get across. It was lost completely because they're like, let's check in with the Smith family. And they're like, yeah, we use Mint Mobile, but we like our milk chunky or whatever.
Right.
We don't,
chunky milk.
We don't, we milk. Don't use Mint Mobile chunky and milk. We like our milk chunky.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
And then they poured like rotten, chunky, gross milk into glasses and like zoom in on the teenager, like drinking it and chewing on it. It's like, I was like, why are you doing this?
I can imagine that there are probably executives, like advertising executives watching that going, why in the world would you associate an unpleasant thing
our
like with that?
Right.
Like that is just a poor choice.
The only thing that I can say that it did is it makes me, I know what Mint Mobile
remember
does?
The product.
No, but I know that Mint Mobile had a shitty commercial that made me go, gross. Oh,
but aren't they the same people that like the carpet shower? It's a carpet shower. That's a bad idea. Mint Mobile's a good idea. And there's this whole series of them. There's three or four of them.
I don't know. The only one I saw was that chunky milk one.
No, have you ever seen the carpet shower?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, there's one where the guy's a carpet shower, and they have a guy, and it's carpet line, carpet floor, carpet ceiling, and he's... You know, walking and the water's filling up at the bottom, and he's got carpet. Carpet showers are bad, but this is good. I think that's what the whole chunky milk is bad.
But. Yeah, maybe. But why choose the gross one for the Super Bowl? Yeah. Anyway, what else was there? We saw Twilight Zone, a little snippet with Jordan Peele, which looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
But again, that's on the CBS All Access thing, right. So you can't watch it unless
you
pay.
It won't be on TV?
Nope.
Oh,
and this shows that new Spock. What is it called? The backstory?
Well, it's part of Star Trek. It's on Discovery, isn't it? Isn't it part
of it? Didn't seem like it was a new show.
I thought they were just adding him into the Discovery cast.
Oh, maybe so.
That's what I've gotten.
Maybe I thought it was a new show about, anyway.
The
something.
Birth of Spock. They call it the birth of Spock or the original Spock?
The like Spock backstory or something, yeah. Then there was the Stella Artois commercial that had Carrie from Sex and the City and the dude in it. And then was the Dos Equis guy in there drinking Stella also? I was like, how did they get that to happen?
Well, he's not under contract with them anymore.
Is he not?
Don't you remember?
He
they
must
changed
not
it. And they put in
the
that
most
new,
interesting guy.
They put in that new and most interesting guy.
No.
There was a fervor
I haven't seen
like
the new guy.
A year or so.
Yeah.
He's a taller guy,
weird.
And he looks like, I don't know who he looks like, but he's...
Is he, like, young and fit and, like...
He's tall and he's Slavic looking, like, I don't know, he's like a...
Yeah, I had no idea. So when I saw him there, I was like, how did they manage that one? Because, like, that's the most interesting man, Dos Equis guy.
But, he's probably like, hey, I'll take another paycheck.
Well, it's just like the Can You Hear Me Now guy who works for Sprint now.
I would do that in a
absolutely.
Heartbeat.
It was like the Dave Chappelle joke.
I don't give a shit.
Like, he's like... Last year I did a advertisement for Coke. And this year I did an advertisement for Pepsi. And so I said, Pepsi tastes better because they pay me less. He's like, honestly, I can't tell the fucking difference. It's like whoever pays me. Anyway, what else do we got? Netflix did a trailer for their Our Planet thing, which was a ripoff of Planet Earth,
but it looked cool.
I'll watch
Nature
Show anytime.
But I was saying the whole time, Planet Earth.
Right.
Oh, Planet Earth, Planet Earth. Wait,
nope,
Our Planet?
Our Planet. Ripoff, but whatever, I'll watch them.
They look good.
I watch them all. The last two that I wrote down was the Alexa, where I wrote, Alexa, not everything is good. I don't know what that means. Alexa, not everything is good.
Was that the Harrison Ford commercial?
Yes,
with the dog?
That's the one. Yes.
Yeah, the dog was...
Not everything's a good idea or whatever. Yeah, that one was pretty good. They had the Harrison Ford with the dog and all that stuff.
You know what's weird about the Super Bowl? Besides, there's no time to... You're supposed to watch everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything.
I got up to, like, get like... A snack or get a beer or something.
I missed that commercial.
I missed something. Right? Yes, exactly. And I felt like I missed something.
Yeah, I was coordinating six different square boards.
That's insane.
It was insane.
That's
I can't believe how many filled up.
It was,
and people were texting and calling, what are the scores? What are the numbers? Did I win? How much is it?
I'm trying to watch the game.
I know. Like, I posted them for this reason.
Right, exactly.
And the very last one I wrote down was the Michelob Ultra ASMR commercial. Did you see that one?
No.
Yes.
So explain.
She's sitting, there's a woman sitting at a table with the two microphones. Because I don't know, do you know what ASMR is?
Yes, I have it.
You get triggered by that or whatever?
Yeah.
So anyway, if people don't know, it's like a whole thing where people whisper or like rub the, like this sound or like the little sounds in your
particular
ears.
Particular sounds.
Like give you a little like woo, like little chills or willies or like make you feel good.
Yeah.
And there's videos of these people that have these two really good microphones on their right and left. So that way, if you're wearing headphones, they can talk in your right ear and they can talk in your left ear.
Right.
And like, they're really, and so anyway, she's like sitting at a desk in the middle of this like gorgeous like area. And yeah, she's,
oh, so that's the, what's her name? That's why she was whispering.
And she's doing ASMR. And then she pops the beer open and she's like rubbing the beer on the table and like all this stuff. Yes.
Okay.
And she was doing ASMR. And I was like, why is this? Like, I can understand this being like a YouTube commercial or something, but like, it doesn't work for TV because you're not getting
off-putting.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get the effects because you're nobody's.
I wonder if you had
1% of people is watching
like a kick-ass surround sound if it was actually going around you.
I guess, but again, it's part of it being like in the. As far as I know, because it doesn't affect me. I the opposite actually. Where if I heard somebody like making weird noises in my ears, I'd want to punch them in the face because I have like what's called misophonia, where you can't stand those noises. And so. I just don't know why you'd do that for a Super Bowl ad. Like, it's an online thing. It's made for people with headphones. Like, it just didn't. I was like, I don't get it. But that was the last one I wrote down.
I'm still working on a misophonia joke.
Misophonia. Ooh, misophonia. Yeah. The only other thing, I didn't write down. I just want to get an opinion. Do you have those? The what other people said yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that real quick.
Well, okay. These are the the posts I was going through just my Facebook feed to see who said something about the Super Bowl as we're watching it and everyone's
lame.
mostly interesting things that were being said. And so our man Biz said, well, that game was the Maroon 5 of Super Bowls.
That's a pretty good joke.
That's good.
Yeah.
My friend Maximus says, looks like Brady has completed his Infinity Gauntlet.
Nice.
Like, that's pretty good. Where are we here? Oh, did you notice that The Onion put out a post at the halftime? The Super Bowl halftime show marred by functioning sound system.
Yes. Marred by functioning
sound that system. That is funny. Yeah. And then it came out, like, quickly. I was like, very impressive.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Oh, man, they kind of redid some of this. Oh, man.
Oh man,
this order is out of whack.
Yeah, that's Facebook.
Yeah, it is Facebook.
Did you watch the very end of the game where you guys like wrapping up? It's like when they were trying to interview Tom Brady. Did you see that shit show that was on the field?
I was livid.
I was too.
I was losing, and like I loved, like my Tom Brady love went up a teeny bit when he's like, "Yo, back up, like move at," and like the poor woman, I don't know the on-field reporter's name, but she's getting smashed to bits, and like even to the point where like some of the security guards were like, "Are you all right?" And you could hear them like, "Are you okay?" And like everyone's just shoving in there, and like all he wanted to do was hug Julian Edelman and Belichick,
right?
And like it was just
Ed Goff. He made a point to
He's like, I want us and Cooks and like his former teammates and stuff. And I wrote down, let them breathe. Geez, what a shit show.
Yeah, no, I was
like, I called them
jackals. I said, look at the freaking jackals. That's why we can't have effective media in this country.
It was
idiots like you
out of control.
It was. I agree.
I was like, what is happening? Like the Tom Brady to the point where it was like. He never, I mean, he loses cool all the time, but typically when the cameras are there, he's like very professional and very, you know, like they're supposed to. But he's like, back up, please, move please back, get back out up. Of here, like give us some room. And like that poor woman, she's like 5 foot nothing, like getting buried. It was driving me insane.
I did take a little schadenfreude in how lousy the game was and that part and all the things, because still I have a beef with the NFL in general. And so some of that I was like, NFL, they had a bad day.
Well, yeah, for the game, but like not the post game.
I think but no, just as the NFL as a corporate product, which they're the ones who are also responsible for concussions and Thursday night football and all that stuff. So I was like, good. I think they probably lost. There are people who were sitting on the fence. Who watched the Super Bowl? Well, that's it. Fuck it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Goodbye, NFL.
Right. Not me.
I don't think that was a large number.
Yeah.
I bet it was. I don't know. Because there are people. I don't know. Apparently, numbers were up apparently anyway this year.
The people who don't know don't know. The people who don't. There are people like Shanna, my wife. I love her. She she knows a lot more about football. Obviously, watching Anthony the last several years and listening to me say things, but. she'd watch the game and watch the commercials, and there's no chance that she said, boy, I'm done with NFL football after that, just because.
Right. Boring. Right.
You know, right.
If she doesn't, well, and if I'm not going to be done. I'm hoping my nephew plays NFL football.
Right.
That's why, you know, I'm hoping that's the case. You know, so that'll be fun. It'll be fun to say, remember that shitty Super Bowl? Yeah, I watched that with a quarterback.
Right. So, right. My very last thought, and then we can wrap this up. I wrote down one other thing during the halftime show. I was like, nice fireworks outside. What's the point?
Like, did they open the roof for that?
No. At the end of the halftime show, they launched all these fireworks, and they specifically took a shot of the stadium, like a wide shot outside.
Yeah.
So it was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, why is. What's the point of outside of a dome fireworks for nobody? Nobody gets to see it.
Specifically for that shot.
Yeah.
For that white shot.
It was stupid.
Yeah. It was worth it.
They had to cut back into like the confetti and everything. Boom, boom. And the inside stuff. And like Adam Levine, like, wow, hitting his guitar for the last time. And then cut to the outside of the stadium. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, cut back inside. Like, I just imagine the director, like,
nailed it.
Yeah. We got that outside shot? Okay, yeah. Great. Like, why is it there? Anyway, well, it made me laugh.
That's the little joke that people say. Why is there a blimp at domed stadiums?
Right.
Because they used to get a view from
the blimp. Skycam.
Yeah.
Provided by Goodyear or whatever. You're right.
But they get those cool shots. And then, of course, they're obligated contractually to show the blimp and show the product. You know,
exactly.
But
it's so dumb.
But it's all good. You know, we've had some great Super Bowls. In fact, mostly it seems like all the games have been really, really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So this one was like...
Snooze fast.
Yep. Yeah. Boring as can be.
Well, I don't want to take up too much more of Tony's time over there.
Well, you know, there was some stuff that I watched.
Tired. Well, we can maybe save that for next one. Do you want to talk about it now? Okay, I'll stay up all night.
Well,
I can
scold you, too, for last week's racism, since I didn't get to call in.
Whatever you want to do. Let's keep going. I don't care. You're the one that always complains we talk too long. That's why I'm like, trying to
way too long. But now I'm on it, so it's
sure.
Talk long. You're going to talk long
enough.
Right.
So what'd you see? What'd you watch?
True Detective is getting better and better and better every episode, and it's really starting to come together in a very entertaining way. So if you're not on True Detective, you should get on it. And
I haven't seen a single episode.
But you're
episode 4 tonight, I think.
Ever of any of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never seen a single.
Wow, season one.
Season
one,
I know. Super good. Season two, but anyway, you just don't get around to it. You know,
right?
Just like American Meme.
Well, that's different. There's no reason to really get around for that. Like, it's not good
to American Meme,
right?
And it's only 90 minutes. You can watch it absolutely in the background. You don't have to.
Right, right.
Like True Detective.
Right.
You should watch True Detective.
That's like priority TV.
You watch it and watch it, and
that's what I meant.
Put your phone away. The Bodyguard on Netflix, which is what the actor who plays...
Like Kevin Costner movie?
No. My Bodyguard is the Matt Dillon one, Bodyguard. But this is a show called The Bodyguard. It's a British show on Netflix.
Oh.
So it's BBC, so it's quick. It's only 6 episodes, which I forgot that it was BBC in a shorter thing. So I didn't realize that it wrapped up as fast as it did.
Is it good?
It's very good. It's very good. And it's Rob Stark. I don't know the actor's name, but the guy who plays Rob Stark is the lead in it.
Is it a continual, like, ongoing, or is it just the one and done?
I have a feeling, like, at least the story arc, like the character, they might carry on with the characters in a new thing.
But this season,
but the story arc certainly wraps up in 6 things, which is a refreshing, nice thing to do and see. So I highly recommend it. In fact, I really look forward to watching it again because some of the plot points are a little bit more complicated, and they have this thick Scottish accent. He does, at least.
Are they hour-long episodes? Or
some ish. Yeah, right around there. But it's definitely worth watching.
Nice.
I didn't know, and maybe I just missed it, but Ant-Man and the Wasp is now streaming on Netflix. I didn't notice that until somehow I looked under action movies, and there it was. And it is just as entertaining as it was when I saw it. And
fun.
It's a and what I like about it, these Avenger movies are very heavy-handed, you know, like, just everyone is like, we're talking about the end of the entire existence.
Yes, everyone's
you
toast,
couldn't
right,
get
right.
You couldn't get a heavier subject
right.
than these are. So the Ant-Man and the Wasp, even though they tie into the Marvel Universe.
Right. They're just fun.
They're just like...
Same thing with, like Guardians, and, like, that's why Thor was so refreshing.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
oh,
it
this
is.
One's
it's
fun.
Just nice.
Like,
it's just... It's not fluff, but it's just... light. It's right. just nice and easy. So that it was. It's definitely refreshing and worth watching.
Nice.
And so that. Oh, one more thing. As I watched Clockwork Orange on Prime, which I've seen several times, but I haven't watched it in many years. And years ago, I'd watched it, and they speak this kind of funky language. And then when I learned a little bit of Russian, I realized, oh my goodness, that's the word that the dude uses in the movie. So he refers to, oh, this weepy young devochka. And devochka means girl in Russian. And so, and I learned that from learning a little bit of Russian, right? So knowing that, I had already like come up with this hypothesis about the story, because it's set in the future. You've seen Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this futuristic tale about society that in this tale that I'm assuming that somehow or another Russians and Western or whatever English speaking cultures had merged, you know, the same way that we have words from other countries in our vocabulary, that this new vocabulary had come out with blending of the terms. And so watching it, every time they used a word, I would pull up my Russian to English dictionary on my phone or vice versa. And like, sure enough, oh, Malchik, where he says, my Malchik means boy. And so there's a whole bunch of those. So it's kind of fun to watch. I thought that was his name. His name is Alex. Like,
no, he says my Malchik. I thought
my boy.
That means my boy. Like, this is my boy?
Yeah, it just means guy. So one Malchik after the followed by another Malchik. You know, so it just means boy in general. So that's a real interesting thing that I've always been kind of proud of, kind of figuring that out, like, or at least coming up with the hypothesis and realizing that these aren't just nonsense words
right.
that the author uses; they're actually Russian words that are used for that.
Yeah.
So that's on Prime, and it's a classic. I don't know if anyone should watch it or not, but it's good. It's good. And since
if you haven't seen it, you're like, be careful. Oh, yeah. Not be careful, but like, that movie's fucked up.
Yeah,
you know what? But it's relatively tame. I mean, like,
well, yeah, for modernized, yeah. I guess. But
yeah, but it was. I mean, that was the stigma for it, and rightfully so. Is that the themes of it are harsh?
Yes,
you know, some of the themes are harsh, but very entertaining.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. Good stuff.
Nice.
So that's it for what I watched.
Nice. You watch anything? No? Nice, though.
Maybe Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
Grace and Frankie.
You mentioned that.
We watched it on the way to India. We went and visited my brother-in-law, and we downloaded some stuff. And it's, I like it because you can listen to it and not have to watch it, and the dialogue's crisp enough.
I love that.
Yeah, nice. That you can follow the story and appreciate the humor.
I don't think we watched any. We just are still watching Titan Games and Matt Singer and those fluff shows.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's just fun fluff.
Cool.
Matt Singer is like total fluff, but it's fun. Like, it's super fun.
What singers have been?
Yeah, who's been?
Let's see. Antonio Brown.
That's the one.
Tommy Chong.
Oh yeah.
Terry Bradshaw.
Huh.
For Pete's sake.
And then there was Margaret Cho, and then we had Tori Spelling.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I guessed of those. I got Tommy Chong absolutely correct. I thought Terry Bradshaw was Stone Cold Steve Austin for a while, and then
Bradshaw, be flattered by that.
And then one of the judges was like, "Oh, maybe Terry Bradshaw." And as soon as they said that, I was like, "Yes,
that's
who it is." And then we found out that was him. And then I was right about Tori Spelling as well, because they give you clues and stuff like. And they talk and like, oh, you know, blah, 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 in the hills and this and that. And blah, blah, blah. So, like, as soon as they were like Beverly Hills, I was like, Tori Spelling. That's got to be Tori Spelling. And it was.
Right.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's just, it's totally pointless entertainment, but it's fun.
Cool.
But that's about it for me.
Right on.
Yeah. And then we did want to mention one other thing, which is kind of a bummer, but we did want to mention it.
Yeah. For fans of the show, yeah. Folks who are connected to Life's a Binge, you know our original sound engineer, Todd Leroux, who really got our podcast off on going. We're like really
absolutely
up and going.
Yep.
We would not be here without him. His mother unfortunately passed away in the last couple of days. And Phyllis is a very sweet woman and who was very supportive in everything we did, Todd and I, everything that we did as a podcast, everything that I do as a person. So it's definitely a big loss, and we feel for all the LaRoe's family out there.
Yes, she donated stuff for the school auctions a couple times. She made some magnetic bumper stickers for Grossmont. And
mm-hmm.
She just really giving.
Yeah, she's cool. She's a cool lady.
So the silver lining on that is maybe if they do something in San Diego, we might get to see the LaRoe family back in town for a little while,
yeah.
And which would be nice to give our boy a hug and catch up with him. So
definitely.
So Todd and Mandy and Stephanie and all the LaRoes, much love to you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And so with that, sorry to end on kind of a downer,
a little bit downer.
Yeah.
But hey, it fits with the
that's
theme.
That's where you put the downers.
It fits
you
with
put
the
them
theme.
In the end.
Yeah, and it fits with the theme of that shitty Super Bowl.
You gotta put them at the end. You put the downer at the end, and then you say, okay, now to be happy and to close it out.
Right.
So,
I got a joke.
Picture of a bunny.
Right. But thanks out there for listening and liking, commenting, and subscribing, and all that stuff that you do. But let's get out of here. This has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm not rich.
Who are you?
I'm Tony.
Yay! And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.